The major risk factors associated with foodborne illness can be broken down into several major categories: inadequate cooking, improper holding temperatures, contaminated equipment, poor personal hygiene, and food obtained from unsafe sources. Examples of inadequate cooking include cooking chicken breast to 155 degrees Fahrenheit instead of the required temperature of 165 degrees or higher, cooking ground beef to 135 degrees Fahrenheit instead of the required temperature of 155 degrees or higher, or even cooking eggs over easy, which does not meet the required temperature of 145 degrees Fahrenheit or higher. Examples of improper holding temperatures include holding sliced tomatoes at a salad bar at 50 degrees Fahrenheit instead of the required temperature of 41 degrees Fahrenheit or lower, holding a pan of meatballs at a buffet at 125 degrees Fahrenheit instead of the required temperature of 135 degrees or higher, or displaying pizza at room temperature instead of placing it in a warming unit that is able to hold it at 135 degrees or higher. Examples of contaminated equipment include using a cutting board to slice raw chicken, then using that same cutting board to chop lettuce, storing a cooked product in a container that had previously stored raw meat, or dropping a spoon on the floor and continuing to use it without cleaning and sanitizing it properly. Examples of poor personal hygiene include not bathing on a daily basis, not washing hands regularly, not washing hands thoroughly, not wearing gloves while handling ready-to-eat food, leaving open cuts or sores on hands and wrists uncovered, or coming to work while sick. Finally, an example of food obtained from an unsafe source would be like purchasing pies from your friend's mother who has decided to go into the pie business. She decides that she is going to make all the pies in her home and sell them to restaurants. Let's say she also has a daycare business in the home. You've got these pies being prepared and baked in a home where there are kids and diapers. Maybe they also use the kitchen counter as a table to change these diapers. The counter is not cleaned thoroughly, the same counter where dough is going to be rolled. You get the point. You should always be conscientious of these major causes of foodborne illness, whether you are at work or at home and during every step of food handling, from the moment the food is purchased to when it is received, stored, prepared, thawed, cooked, held, and finally to when your customers are served.